AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's broken promise on pardoning his son is raising new questions about his legacy.
Joe Biden ran on a pledge to restore respect for the rule of law. But in the case of son Hunter, who was weeks from being sentenced on federal gun and tax charges.
The president does believe in the justice system and in the Department of Justice. And he also believes that his son was singled out politically.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Because his last name was Biden.
But the move's being bashed on both sides of the aisle, from Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton, who says this was not politically motivated. This was a man convicted by a jury of his peers, to President-elect Trump, who calls the pardon a miscarriage of justice. Some Democrats worry it will now be harder to take on Trump, who has argued his own legal troubles were due to a politically motivated justice system unfairly targeting him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sources tell the AP the U.S. is going to send another $725 million in aid to Ukraine. National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. needs to help Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Our job has been and will continue to be throughout the rest of this administration, making sure that we're putting him and his army in the best position of strength we possibly can so that when negotiations begin, he has leverage. He has some power at the table.
A ruling is restoring collective bargaining rights Wisconsin public workers and teachers unions lost under a 2011 state law. It set off weeks of protest and made Wisconsin the center of the national battle over union rights. A top Federal Reserve official, Christopher Waller, says he's leaning towards supporting an interest rate cut when the Fed meets in about 2 weeks, but evidence of persistent inflation before then could cause him to change his mind. This is AP News. The reopening this weekend of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris will be a high-security event.
With a repeat of some measures used during the Paris Olympics, after more than 5 years of reconstruction following the devastating fire in 2019, invitation-only ceremonies Saturday and Sunday will usher in Notre Dame's rebirth. Police Chief Laurent Nunez said that only people with invitations and the island's residents will have access to the Île de la Cité in the middle of the River Seine, which includes Notre Dame. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is brain rot. Oxford defines brain rot as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as a result of overconsumption of material considered to be trivial or unchallenging. Oxford says the use of brain rot increased 230% from the year before. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.